Praise the Lord. Welcome to our broadcast on this wonderful day. Amen. Truly, God is a good God today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be back one more time to come and hear your word, God, to bring forth your word today. God, we ask you, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, move, touch lives and souls of men and women. God, we just give you praise and glory for who you are. You're the matchless King, matchless God, name above all names, that name Jesus today. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to be back one more time here in the house of the Lord. Bless God today. Bless this broadcast. Bless the service. God, we give you praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, for the hearer. We pray, God, for the receiver today. God, you can save. You can fill with the Holy Ghost. You can deliver. You can heal, God, this morning. This day, God, we pray. God, move by your Holy Ghost power. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. This song she's playing is called Everybody Ought to Know Who Jesus Is. Prince of 10,000, everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Is. If you know the song, everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. Come on, let me sing that part. He's the lily of the valley. Oh, he's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. That chorus says again, everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Make that your prayer. Who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Who Jesus is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We serve a mighty God, an awesome God. We encourage you again to come join us here at 334 Ashford Street. We're located here in Brooklyn, New York, right here on the border of Brooklyn, Queens. We're located between Pickens and Glenmore. We have various ways to get here. The J train comes over here to Cleveland stop. The 3 train is the New Lot stop. The A and the C is the Shepherd or the Van Sicklin stop. Come on down and be with us. Come on down and be with us. I believe the B12 comes over here. The Q24 comes here as well. So come to a church. Again, men and women from all walks of life, come gather together in his name. We come and bless the wonderful name of Jesus. We look forward to being with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. as well. This coming Sunday morning at 11 a.m., come out and be with us. And also, announcements concerning Easter service will be coming in the month of April. Come on out and be with us in the month of April for our resurrection services coming up. And we're looking forward to what God's going to do. Amen. Amen. I want to go into the Word of God today and give you a few verses of Scripture out of the book of Acts. The books of Acts. It's the 5th book in the New Testament, the book of Acts. And chapter 8 is our reading today. We think about Acts. It's called short for the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles, but also I like to call it the Action Book. It's a book of action. You think about it, how then all that God had done shortly after he had resurrected, Jesus had resurrected back to heaven. The early church was established, and just so many miracles, so many wonderful things had taken place to get to where we are today here in this year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we are here because of those men and women in the book of Acts, those men and women that laid down their lives to, again, make it all possible to carry on the gospel for the world, for Jew and Gentile. I want to read to you out of the book of Acts 8:29. The Bible says, then the Spirit saith unto Philip, he says, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither unto him and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I except some man guide me, or should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scriptures which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And in his humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his degeneration? For his life is taken from earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou wilt believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. I'll stop right there. Let's read verse 34 as our text. The Bible says, the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself, of some other man, or of some other man? And for a little bit today, I want to give it to you today about, I want to know who this Jesus is. I want to know who this Jesus is. You think about wanting to know, as we open up that song about everybody ought to know. So it's really children's hymn. I remember my kids growing up. My wife had like these CDs and these little children's songs, and that was one of the songs on there. But everybody ought to know who Jesus is. It's sung in various forms and various formats and various things, different styles. And really the message is clear that everybody ought to know who Jesus is. You think about this and look at this in life, getting to know who he is. His fame has spread abroad, as we share with you the gospel Really, it started off in that region. It started off in the Israel region, and there where the Roman Empire had a stronghold on that area. And all men and women from Galilee and some areas, surrounding areas, the fame of Christ spread. The fame in which all the things he had done. Naturally, again, here is our setting, the fame even of his death, burial, and resurrection. The enemy thought that he would put his message away. The enemy thought that he would not be able to continue on. I remember reading in another part of Acts, they said, if it's of God, you can't stop it. They were debating on whether to have the disciples locked up and put away in prison and really just to shut down all the Christianity. He said, if we do that, it may cause more of a ruckus. Because as you see, the more they fought against God, the more that the fame and the word of God spread. The devil can't stop God. It's like trying to put out a grease fire. It's hard to do. Now you can't do it with water. And they was going to try to do it with the wrong thing, but you cannot stop God. And so this thing spread like a wildfire. And so they contemplated, what can we do? What can we do? And the man said, if it's of God, there's nothing we could do. There's no laws we can pass. There's no thing that we can do to stop this moving force. And 2,000 years later, it's still true today. There's nothing that the world could do. There's nothing that the devil can do to stop the movement of God, to stop the power of God, to stop the church, which is his body today. The Bible says, well, he said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we look at this today. As time went on, the word began to spread, not just among the Jews, but amongst the Gentiles in Samaria and other most parts of the earth. The Bible says in various villages and towns, the word spread. In the hills and the valleys, the word spread. It began to spread overseas, across the waters, the word spread. That Jesus was Lord. That Jesus, again, is the Christ. And the Bible says that there were others who wanted to know, and God would find them. God would establish churches, and God would establish, again, groups that were they would come and worship and praise God, some in secret, some openly, some no doubt walking down the road. And this particular man here, that was an Ethiopian man, can you imagine, all the way down from northern Africa, he wanted to find out as well. The word spread to him as well, and said, wait a minute, there's something going on up there. There's something dramatic that took place. Their life is changed. I felt something different. Perhaps the world felt something different. Perhaps society knew there's something that taking place. And the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord led Philip in verse 29. Let's go to verse 29. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord led Philip. He says, go nigh and join thyself to this chariot, because of this man that was reading there. He was reading about the prophet Isaiah. And the Bible says in 30, he says, Philip ran thither. He listened to the voice of God. Naturally, church, today we must listen to the voice of God as a soul winner and be in tune with the voice of God and say, when God is saying, speak to this person, invite this person to church, tell them all about it, witness to them. Take advantage of the opportunity. And the Bible says that Philip ran to him, and he heard him read the prophet Isaiah. It's written different in the Old Testament, in New Testament, and Old Testament. It's spelled with an E here, but it's referencing Isaiah. The Bible says, and he said, understandest thou what thou readest? In other words, he says, do you know what you're reading right now, Mr. Ethiopian? And the Bible says, he said, how can I, verse 31, how can I accept some man should guide me? How can I don't understand this. I need somebody to tell me. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. He says, would you please help me? People are yearning and needing to hear. People are yearning and needing something from God. We pray, no doubt, that as you live your life, God will put people in front of you that are desiring God, desiring the things of God. Let God use you to reach them. The Bible says, how can I accept some man should guide me? The Bible says in verse 32, the place of the scripture where he read was, he said he was led as a sheep to slaughter. He was led as a sheep. We shared again about how Jesus oftentimes is referred to as the shepherd, but he's also a sheep. He's the Lamb of God, the Bible says. He said he was led to slaughter as a lamb dumb. In other words, before the shearer, he opened not his mouth. He didn't scream and he didn't kick and fight against it. He was doing the will of our Heavenly Father. And the Bible says here in verse 33, this lamb, this sheep, in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation is what he was reading. He says, for his life is taken from earth. His life is taken from earth. He says, and the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, whom speakest of the prophets? Who is he talking about? What is Isaiah speaking about here? Please tell me. Apparently he didn't know. Again, we tie two and two together. And many times it's sad to see that some folks believe in the Old Testament only. We pray for those that are blinded by the New Testament. They don't believe. We pray for the Jewish community. The eyes to be opened to see that the New Testament, the Word of God, has been fulfilled. We pray that they'll see that the Messiah has come. That Isaiah was speaking about the slain one, the one that was crucified on that old rugged cross, the one that gave up the ghost, the one that we celebrate the resurrection, his resurrection, the one that we look forward to, the one we name and call Jesus, Yeshua. The Bible says, and then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scriptures and preached unto him Jesus. He said, Mr. Eunuch, Mr. Ethiopian, he's talking about Jesus. In church today, we always endeavor to preach to you about Jesus. Today, he is the answer. He's the answer for your life. He's the one that we need. He's the one that can save. He's the one that can deliver. He's the one that can heal. He's the one that gives eternal life today. The Bible says here in his word that Philip opened his mouth and began the same scriptures and preached. He preached about his death. He preached about his resurrection. He preached about his miracles, perhaps. He let them know that, hey, he loves you. We preached about his love. We preached about his grace. We preached about him coming again. He was letting them know about Jesus, my friend, the one, the author and the finisher of our faith, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. Everybody ought to know who this Jesus is today, the one who walked on water, the one who healed the blinded eyes, the one that was born of a virgin, the one, no doubt, that miraculously walked and talked and lived amongst us. And the Word of God is what he told him. He's our everything, all in all today. He preached unto him Jesus today. And as they went down their way, he came to a water. No doubt it was an awesome conversation that them two had. And the Bible says they saw water, and the eunuch says, see, here's water. He says, which hinder me? What does hinder me from being baptized? No doubt that was another thing in which God ordained water baptism. My friend, if you haven't been water baptized, get water baptized. We have a baptism here at the church. Again, and so it's God's plan. If Jesus was baptized as well, it's a sign of, again, you giving up your life. When you go into that water is considered the cleansing. And naturally, when you go down in the water, the old man dies. And you get up washed and clean and renewed. And so he says, I want to be baptized. It's an outward show of what happens on the inside. When you accept Jesus Christ, no doubt you're baptized into his blood. You're baptized again and washed clean. When you seek forgiveness, he cleanses you and makes you whole. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You're born again and have a new beginning, a new life. Again, all these things are now behind you, and now you can press on and live for Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says, if thou believest with all thy heart, in verse 37, how do I give my life to Jesus? This Jesus you're talking about. He says, if thou believe with all thy heart and all thy spirit and all thy soul, thou mayest say. And he answered, I said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He is him that sits on the right hand of the Father tonight. He sits there and he's looking down upon each of us today. And you know what? He loves us and cares for us today. The Son of Almighty God, in whom our Heavenly Father was pleased. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water. And both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. The Bible says that when they would come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip. And the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. That's what Jesus does. Jesus, you go on and live your life for him. It's a joyous life. Joy that only God can give. Joy in every circumstance. Even when it hurts, there's joy. Even through the pain, there's joy. Even through the hills and valleys, find joy. Pray and rejoice in Almighty God, realizing who he is. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of his salvation. The joy of his presence. The joy of knowing that you're saved. The joy of knowing that the old man is done away with. Knowing that your sins have been forgiven. That's what Jesus does. He brings joy to the soul. Joy to the world, my friend, today. I want to know who this Jesus is. My friend, today has all been made available. Call on him, man. Give him your life. Walk with him. Fellowship with him. Serve him. Live for him every day. He's just as close as the mention of his name. He's a friend. They stick it closer than a brother. And my friend, today, if you'll give him your life, give him your soul, he wants to know you as well. Tell him all about it. Don't hide anything from him. Say, God, I want you to enter into my life. I want to walk with you and spend eternity with you. Jesus has prepared a place for you and I, for everyone that will come to him up in glory in his Father's house. There are many mansions. In church today, many have gone on before. Because why? Again, and they're there living with him and know him. And I'm sure right now they're saying, if you would only know what's on the other side. My friend, to get to know this Jesus. Come know this Jesus. Don't worry about what the enemy says. The enemy despises Jesus. He despises the Bible. He despises the word. He despises the preaching. My friend, push all that aside and get to know Jesus. He will not do you wrong. He's a God of compassion and love. A God that loves you so. He was willing to give his life over to you, for you, on that old rugged cross. Died and rose again. Believe the gospel. Believe. This man believed, and his life was changed forever to know Jesus in the reality. So we bow our heads in reverence to God today. Let's seek his face. Call on that matchless name of Jesus. Call on him. Reach out to him. Seek his face. Bless that wonderful name. Take a few minutes here to call on that name, Jesus. Jesus, that sweetest name that I know. It filleth my every longing, filleth my every void, filleth my everything. And we're so thankful today because of who he is. Call on him today. Call on him. Give him your life today. Father, we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you, God, for each one here. God, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior of their life. Come to know you in a reality. Come to know you, God, as Savior and King. Lord, we pray, God, that again this will be a lasting work. They can live their lives and live their hearts and their souls for you. To live, God, in this present world. God, and serve you as in a reality. And Lord, we pray, God, for those that have prayed tonight, God, that they will go and remember you, our Lord and our Savior today. To know you as King. In glory today. They call him Jesus. He came to give. He bled and died to buy my heart, an empty grave there to prove my Savior lives. can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone, and because I life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. Fight life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, see the light, his glory, and I know. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future. I want to know this Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to know him, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This time we're going to receive an offering unto the Lord. We encourage you, those watching here today, give unto the Lord, give unto the Lord, and he will bless you. He will bless you in it all. We give because we love him as well. We give because you know him. And brothers and sisters, today, again, through our website, you can give at www.myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. You can also give through Zelle. Those online banking apps have Zelle through your bank app. You can click on Zelle through ntccbrooklynnewyork@gmail.com. That's the contact that you will use. The contact you will use is the church email. And then also through our text to give feature we have, you can text this number 347-229-9933. When you do that, the first initial time you hit the word give, send the word give, and it will kick back at the website, set up your account, and going forward, all you have to do is the next dollar amount the next time through. And so we say thank you for your giving. We say thank you again for your support. May the Lord truly bless you. As we dismiss in prayer, we thank God for all he's accomplished. And remember to know him, serve him, get to know him even better all the days of your life. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to come and bring forth your word. Lord, I pray and ask, God, that you will bless in a mighty way. Keep each one, go with each one. God, have each one have that special relationship with you. The relationship that's pleasing unto you. A relationship to where, no doubt, you would know us when you return. You would know us on that day of judgment. You would know your people, your children. You can call us home one day. And we give you glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you soon.